Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Last weekend, we got together with Joy and Roslyn, and it was a really, I think it was an awesome event. Even though we didn't have a whole lot of folks, it was kind of nice. Everybody had a chance to express themselves, and a lot of readings were given, not just spirit readings, but deeper readings. And you find out a lot of things. Hopefully, everybody did. And you have nothing but compassion for everybody that's there. At least I did. So I think it was awesome to connect with those people. But one of the things that I was told by Joy and Roz is that I needed to start being who I am. They said that I don't always express that. And it's not that I'm trying to keep it from anybody, but I've learned if you open your mouth too much, well, people tend to run the other way. And I'm not trying to change anybody. But I guess since this is my show, maybe I need to express some of my deepest beliefs as and why I got to those beliefs. And maybe it doesn't matter at all, but I guess I need, you know, Roslyn really made a good point that I need to live this. And I watch how her and Joy and other people that I know, they live this stuff. And I get caught up in other things in life with work and home life. And I don't always focus on this. So maybe it's time to just tell you where I come, what I believe in. And some of you are going to probably be open to it, but maybe some of it's just extremely out there. Well, that's the name of the show. I used to believe very similar to what a lot of Christian belief was. I was raised Lutheran, although my mom wasn't really... She didn't tell us at the time. She was really open to a lot more things. But she wanted to expose us to that, so at least we'd have that in the background, which I think was fine. Because it showed me something that I really didn't want to believe in. I just couldn't see God as being this judgmental being or this being that would not allow us back to return home if we didn't do. And some would say, you know, well, you just have to believe. You just have to accept it. You can have a horrible life, do all these rotten things, but at the end, if you accept it, and some people would say you have to welcome Jesus into your heart. I mean, there's just a lot of different things that go around on that. And I just thought, why? I'm always asking that. And so I also kind of believed at an early age on in reincarnation. And I had a lot of strange experiences, which I've talked about before. And this helps me to start looking for answers. And I really didn't start looking for answers till I was in my early 20s, and it was then when some things happened in my life. My dad getting sick, and I was 1,000 miles away, and finding out he wasn't going to survive. You know, it's an opportunity, I think, to look within, and something clicked in me. And my brother, for years, had been reading, well, for a few years, had been reading different books, and with different ways of looking at things, and I would always put him off and say, no, 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 I'm not interested in that. And then something clicked at some point, and I thought, what the heck? I'll give it a shot. And for some reason, he sent me a book called Messages from Michael. Now, this is a book that talks about, well, it talks about reincarnation, but it describes everything in detail. Soul level, when you come here, you know, you start out as a baby soul in over time, many lifetimes, sometimes you advance quicker. You eventually move up to what's been called an old soul, and an old soul is ready to, you know, on their last time here, and they're eventually going to move on. And that, at first, was hard to grasp, and I didn't want that concept. I didn't like that concept as far as having to believe that all the people I knew I may not be with again, you know. I always had this vision that I would see them again in heaven. But over, you know, you learn to let go. One of the great lessons for me has been you have to let go. Let go of people that bother you, let go of incidents in your life, and let go of everyone, because sooner or later, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. So Michael, this entity that's called Michael, he was channeled by a group of people, not just one. So that kind of made me think it maybe was more believable. But it was a group of, he described himself as a group of 1,000 souls. And they said, after you get done with this experience, the physical experience, the reincarnation and all that, there's other levels beyond that. And at one of the levels, you can join together with several others and you can become these group of beings that think as one, and they travel around and experience things. I don't know where they go. I don't know where they're at. They're in another dimension. But they're there to offer some wisdom from their viewpoint. This is the way I see it. It was nothing bad. It's nothing dark. At first, I thought it was going to be. And then it's like, okay, as I explored it more, I got past the fear. And then it became very real. And I started to understand why people were the way they were. Each soul has a blueprint. Not soul. All souls are the same. But when we come here, we have a blueprint and we create this personality. And you might be born with certain features, maybe of greed or of whatever it is. And those are things that are put there deliberately. You put them there so you could overcome them, or so it would help you to become whatever it is you choose in this life. Okay, I can agree with a lot of that. Planning our life before we come here and doing things. So that was like my early entry. And then I moved on eventually. And you know, you grab onto something. It's like the Bible. You grab onto it. And this is my belief. And I'm not going to change from it. I'm not going to alter. And then you read something else and you go, well, I kind of like this teaching better. If you do that. Now, people, I think, are afraid to step outside of that because they've been told not to. And I think it takes courage to just follow your own heart. And I see that more with a lot of people that are in their 20s and younger. They're no longer accepting what they're told. And I say, good for you. Find it for yourself. I mean, it's nice if you can find it in love as opposed to, you know, walking around yelling at everybody. There's a way, you know, I think everything is on love. I think the universe and God, all of that is love. And when we come here, we remove ourselves from that. It was explained to me by several different sources that God is pure thought. That's what God is, and he's in all things. And so when he's created us, we are little beings of thought. And then we became beings of light, which is the next step down in vibration, but it's still very enlightened. So we became light so we could experience what would be physical lives, because I don't know what's beyond here. There's so much, so many multi-dimensions, so many different levels. But as we continue to expand with creation, which is what we do, we are creators. God is a creator. And I think the whole universe is, it's set up in a divine way that we can move with it or we can choose to move against it. And when we move against it, that's allowed. There's no judgment because we want to experience things. But if we move with it, we can find more harmony and we can kind of return to who we really are. And what are we at our core? I think we're these beings of pure love. And how do you define love? That's a good question. Joy, incredible happiness, incredible compassion, caring about others. Because we all are from the same place. Boy, if we could just realize that now. But, you know, there's a reason the way things are on this planet. So after I was done with messages from Michael, it was a few years later I read Ramtha. And my brother, again, introduced me to that. And he's a very wise soul. And when I read Ramtha made it seem like it's unlimited what we can do. And he talked about being a master. And what is a master? He defined it as having no limitations, being able to go wherever you want. Your body does not have to die, does not have to get older. And he told his story, how he lived over 30,000 years ago in Atlantis. And then he went on to tell other things as well. Now, I don't know if all of it's true, but this is really why I started doing my show and why the last 25 or more years I've been on this search to find answers. that from the things I've heard, and I've met a lot of people that can support those things, and I've had my own experiences that can support a lot of that. Now, I can't say I've solved all of it. So Rampta was a big impact, and I listened to a lot of tapes he had, and he's channeled by somebody in, I think, the state of Washington, J.Z. Knight, and she's written several books. And she's, you know, people have taken shots at her as far as her legitimacy and, is that a word? Legitimacy? Yeah. As far as her being legit. And so you have to make a choice whether you think it's real or not. But I've been able to find some things that Rampta said were so incredibly true. And I guess if you believe anything, you know, it could be true for you. It could be your truth, right? But he talked about Sasquatch and UFOs and all these things. And I started exploring that, and I've met a lot of people, and I've had some of those experiences myself, which proved to me, at least in that part, it was true, that if we came from the divine, does that not make us? And if we just remembered that, and why don't we remember that? Because when you come here, you lose sight of what you really are, because you have to lower yourself down every step of the way to get here. And there are a lot of souls that don't want to come here because of that reason, because you can forget who you are and you get caught in this cycle. Even reincarnation, coming back again, he says that's a cycle. And you can move beyond that. You're meant to move beyond that. But if you choose to stay, there's nothing wrong. And he said the world is living in decadence, and it has been that way for a long time. And he talked about there are those controlling things. They chose to separate from light, and they've kept the world in darkness. They've almost even put a shield over the earth so that light could not get in. And maybe that explains why things have been so dark for so long. And what's been happening now since 2012, and before then even, is that we've had, things are not going to change unless we, as a group, a collective, want them to change. So more and more people are being born onto the planet. I see this all the time in young children, young adults. And they have this great wisdom, and they just have this great knowing about them, and they can see the truth real clear. And they also have, it seems like they're more psychic. They can, and why is this all happening? Well, if it's true, what Rampta says is that the shield is being cracked because the beings of light are coming here. And light is not, love is not one that pushes itself on something else. It allows things to be, but if people call for it to return to that, then the change starts to take place, and that's what's been going on, I believe. And so we're seeing the cracks in this shield, allowing more light to come in, allowing us to become more awake while we're here. And I believe eventually this will be a place of harmony, and there will be peace. Now, you look at the world right now and you say, no way. But also, we only focus on what we, the news media, only focuses on the negative. And the stories that are amazing and incredible, they rarely run those. Even the ones that are supernatural, that people do amazing things, they kind of brush by that. They ignore UFO stories. They ignore any kind of, you know, we're seeing more and more paranormal stuff being reported, but they don't come out. They still kind of roll their eyes and make fun of it. And the main populace probably agrees with that. But people are starting to wake up. And I don't think they have much of a choice because there's so much light and love coming to the planet. And this is where the term light bringers, people that, souls that have chosen in this time period to come here to help us see things more clearly. Now, a lot of people I talk to believe that we need to have the dark and the light, the yin and the yang, in order for this place to exist. And I would say it doesn't have to be that way, because I believe there are other places in the universe, other cultures, where people have evolved, and they don't have that. This is an experience. People come here for that experience, that duality, that separateness. And I believe this too, as the earth is evolving, as we are evolving spiritually, this place will no longer be that way someday. And it could be soon, and it could be a couple hundred years down the road. I listen to a lot of different opinions people or beings that I trust, the Archangel Metatron. I've listened to a lot of things that he says, speaking through James Tiberin, who is a channel. And I like a lot what he says, because he explains things, why things are going on a certain way and what's going on with all of us. And it ties in with Ramtha, what Ramtha said over 25 years ago when I first started listening to that. And so the two are very similar. And to me, it's supports what I've been believing for a long time. Now, after Ramtha, I read a book called Masters, or a series of books called Masters of the Far East, and this is written by Baird Spalding. And he claimed this all to be true, that in 1893 he went on an expedition with several others, and they went in search of these masters that they had heard about in the Tibet region. And he did meet them, and they were able to do incredible, amazing things that human beings normally couldn't do. And they just explained to him, if you reach this level of understanding, you would be capable of doing these things well as well. And that's what I think with Jesus. Jesus was trying to tell us, and he even says that, they quote him in the Bible as saying, you can do this as well or more. That he was trying to show us that we could be all these things as well. We just needed to believe. And then a lot of people say, well, we need to believe in God. Yeah, but we need to believe in ourselves as being capable of doing these things. That is what it takes the most, because belief is what creates reality here in this dimension. Now, our souls, our true essence, is well aware of this, and we're kind of connected to it, but it's not fully here. It's like, the way it was explained to me is that it's connected to God in the highest way, and then we've kind of sprinkled ourselves down to this level. And so it's like a radio signal. It's a little faint, but it's there. And the more we work on it and develop it, the more it comes forward. And you're saying, well, how come we just, some people can do this and others can't? Because some are born, have chosen to be born with greater awareness, which means greater responsibility. So not everybody wants to take that on. Or maybe not everybody's ready to take that on. And so we've also been, like I say, this has been kept from us. So it was harder at one point to be born with that. And now I see it being easier and easier for people to be aware and awake and to have experiences and to do some things that, you know, 20 years ago people would have said, no way. You know, I see more of that. And with each child that comes on the planet, there seems to be a greater awareness, and they're well aware. And people are questioning their belief systems, and that's what I think we need to do. A lot of the old standards that we have, institutions, some of them have integrity and some of them don't. And they don't always have our best interest. Most of them that I can see have control. They want to make us fall in line so we don't think for ourselves. And you can look at all these different institutions we have. And we have to do certain things and jump through certain hoops. And we, you know, we're dependent on oil companies to heat our homes and electricity. And what if there was a way we didn't have to depend on any of that? What if we could create that ourselves? Isn't that a cool thought? We wouldn't need, and then there would be no hunger, because we could create food if we so needed it with a thought. I really believe that's the type of beings we are. And maybe that's, right now you're going, really? Time to stop this, listening to this. But this is what I believe. And then I also used to go, one of the first channeling sessions I went to back in the 90s was an entity called George's, and it was in Marquette, Michigan. And this woman, she didn't seem like she was the most enlightened soul, nothing against her, she's a divine being, but when she channeled George's, the things that came out of her mouth were very in line with what Ramtha said. And George's talked about the story of creation. And he said, in the beginning, God created all of us, the little godlings, he called us, little gods. And he said, go forth and experience life, and I experience it through you because I am you. And that was the great joy. And we were given the total freedom to go and do whatever it is in all the multi dimensions, all the different existences. And one of them was to come here and be a part of this physical universe, to co-create it. And live on these different planets and these different worlds just to for the experience of what it's like to be physical. And along the way, we forgot what we were. And Georges would say, you know, God would say, according to Georges, I'm here. I'm here. And we might hear a little faint calling, you know. So he was always, God is always with us. He's in us, you know. I think that's another thing within our society. People, they have their faiths and their beliefs, but they question it because things happen and they think, well, why would that happen? Well, we lose sight of a lot of things. The level of reincarnation is a cycle in itself. So we come here to try every different aspect, good or bad, to gain the experience. This is a place where we came here to gain the experience. And so sometimes we've been the villain. I believe that. I probably have. And then as we get further along towards our advancement, you no longer wish to do those things. And that's the way I feel about myself. It's like I don't wish to go there. I only wish to seek enlightenment, to put love in my heart. Try to live with that as much as possible. Some days it's a bit of a challenge, but to live that way and embrace all that I meet. So then we get caught up in the reincarnation cycle and doing all that. So we are the ones really that bring it on ourselves. The horrible acts that go on the planet, I think, are twofold. It's souls, well, it could be threefold. Souls that are paying back karmic debts from a previous lifetime. Souls that are being influenced by energies that are not of the light, which they're always trying to do. And also it could be your plan, your plan before you come into life to do something, you know. So, and maybe you serve a purpose by doing that. Even the people have done the worst things on the planet. I don't endorse that. But I believe it served a purpose to wake up everybody else. And so we look at what is the purpose? And there always is something that we can take away from it, whether it's a horrible thing or a wonderful thing. And even putting labels on it like that, how do you define that? Because this, you know, this is really just an illusion, I believe. Everything here is being held together with thought, with God's thought and our thoughts. And so this is not our true state. And science can kind of support some of that. There's a show called Ancient Aliens, which believes that that we've been visited. And I watched that a little bit, but I don't agree with everything because everything to them is science-based. And they don't seem to connect with God on that show. And a lot of people, you know, now I see turning towards that thought is that, well, maybe God doesn't exist, it's all science. There are too many things that go on that show up in your life that tell you otherwise, at least in my life and many other people I know. And I do agree with Ancient Aliens that we've been visited, and I do believe that there have been beings in the past that haven't been very helpful. They've controlled us. They maybe even created some of the races that are here to create slave races. And they were written about, I believe in the Bible, referred to some of those ancient beings that came here from another place. And some of them were here to help us again, and some of them maybe weren't here to help us. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, what I believe at my core and why I believe at my core, and the things that I've been able to prove in my lifetime as far as Sasquatch. I know way too many people that have had experiences. Just in this area alone, people that I know are credible. And as far as UFOs, which is all part of it, you know, it's all part of this picture. I mean, I can step away and see how it all fits together. There are things I've heard about that I can't maybe put my finger on completely yet, because there's so many things. It's just so many things. And when you hear about a phenomenon where I've had a woman on from Wisconsin, Linda Godfrey, talking about the man-wolf. Prior to really talking to her, I hadn't heard much about it. You've heard about werewolves, and I think this is where this comes from. But these are multidimensional beings that seem to take form when they come here, and this is not the place that they're from, but they pop in, and then they take a form, and then they don't really attack people. They just like to scare the heck out of them. And people have seen them. People have seen them on the side of the road eating on a carcass or something, and then when they get close to them, these things get up, and they make a noise, and they run away. And sometimes they even chase after people, but they could easily catch them. They could easily kill them, and they don't. According to Linda, she's never heard of one report, only one, about a man in Canada who saw one of these, kind of startled, one of these things came up on it, and it swung around at him, and it cut him. Pretty good gash. Now, it could have finished him off, but it didn't. So why is there that, why do they not do that? And some have said that there's an agreement that they wouldn't. But I think we, you know, we recognize even, we recognize each other's soul within all of us. And so why do these things exist like that or Sasquatch? And I think it's because they want to. And they've chose to go in the evolution of that direction. And are these things of the light as far as the man-wolf? No, I don't think so. But I don't think, you know, anything that's from the light is filled with love and is trying to help and is has great compassion and sees the bigger picture. That's what I believe. Everything that's from the light and anything that's removed itself from that has chosen to continue the chaos because it almost feeds off of fear. I believe they do. I believe there are those that's why we have so much chaos and we've had it for so long. But maybe there was a time when we didn't have that. Ramtha talks about a time when we lived on this planet and we weren't like that, but then we, you know, the ones that were of the light went away, and I don't know if it was agreement, and the ones that weren't of the light took control and started messing around. And this is all allowed. And so we have what we have today. And people keep telling me, oh, but these horrible things that are going on and we have all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, but what about all the good things we have? What about all, we don't focus on that. 90% of it's good, 10% of it's not. What do you want to focus on? Also, I want to talk about some of the universal laws that I believe in. You know, there's the law of karma, cause and effect. So this is what keeps us from totally going bananas. If you do something to someone else, then there will be an energy that you create and it will swing back. And if at some point, you will have to pay for that. And it's not meant as a punishment. It's meant to just make us realize what we do and learn from it. And I don't believe when we pass away that there's anybody that's going to keep us out of the pearly gates, so to speak. You know, there was a book written about life between life. I referred to that before. A doctor from Toronto, psychologist, researched this, and he took people back between lives. And they described, and no other book that I've ever read said this, what it was like when they died, what they saw. They saw a panoramic view of their life and all the people they affect, and they felt the emotions, good and bad, of what they did to others. Now, if that doesn't teach you something... And then eventually they saw loved ones, they went to the light and saw the loved ones and whoever else. And then over time, they would meet with a council, usually anywhere from 1 to 3, and they would plan out if they were going to come back and what they were going to do, what they hope to accomplish. And you can do whatever you want. They try to give you some guidance, but you're saying, oh, I'm just going to come down here and watch sports the whole time. They have a new invention down there called TV. I want to get down there for that. So that's why everybody does something different, and there's no right or wrong in that. I don't think at all. If you came here to have fun and came here just to observe, and that's your choice, and that's wonderful. Now, if you came here to terrorize, well, it serves a purpose, but I think that time is coming to an end. We, ever since 2012, have been marching rapidly towards greater awareness. There was have been different points in the last 20 to 30 years of great expansions of light coming to the planet, and more of it is. And it's all by choice. Again, we can't, none of this is going to change until more the collective, and I don't know what the number has to be, But a certain number of beings have to agree to this, and when that is the case, then that will make the change. And we're seeing more and more people becoming aware. At least I am. I talk to so many people that no longer believe their religious teachings entirely, and they just want to see God as a being of love. And I think that's what I want. That's what I wanted for a long time. That's what I believe in at my core. And so all the other things they're told by their religious doctrine is, I don't know. Where does it come from? Is it part of the truth mixed with some lies to control people? That's honestly what I think. Because they take a little bit of truth, and they even do it on the news, and then they mix in some other things, so they keep you limited. And it's all about control. You know, control is power over someone else, and you energy. We're energy beings, so if you control someone else, you control their energy. And you've seen it. That's happened to me, where somebody stood over me like a boss or my father, and you just felt insignificant, and you were under their thumb. And that's not a good feeling, is it? Now, my father's a divine soul, so when I make reference to him, I really love him. He's come back to me. I've told you that story more than once. I know that his true essence is the same as mine, and it's one of pure love, pure unconditional love. Now, do we keep our own personalities? I think there's a little bit of that, but our personalities are not what we think. We are this unique spark, each one of us, but we're also so alike in many, many ways because we're from the same thing, one God. So I just felt the need, I guess, to express where I'm coming from. And again, if you have something you want to add, you're more than welcome. I don't care if you think that you haven't written a book, so you can't come on and talk about things. If you have experiences, I'd love to hear them. Even if you have opinions, you know, if you're going to come on and start speaking in a negative way, then I probably wouldn't be interested. But if you're doing it with gentleness and kindness and love, and you disagree with me, I don't care. There's a lot of people I've had on my show that I don't, to be honest with you, I don't agree with a lot, but there's little tidbits that they offer that to me is part of the bigger picture. And so that's what I always look from. I look from the standpoint of the bigger picture. Now, I've had Joy and Roslyn and others on that talk about the divine feminine, and I've become more understanding of what that's all about. And I really embrace that as well, because I think women have been put on the back burner for a long time, and now we're seeing that they are coming forward, and there's this divine feminine energy, these different energies that are assisting to bring this balance back to the world. We need balance. We need to have compassion. But also, I think you have to be balanced as far as men can bring a stability as well. You know, it's not a one-sided thing. We need both. So I know people that are extremely emotional, extremely one way or the other, and I think somewhere in the middle is where we need to be. And if things are going to continue to change, and then, you know, is the Earth going through global warming, or is it going through a great change? And I think the Earth is just shifting its consciousness. The best way I can understand it is that, you know, I've channeled the Earth with Roslyn and others, and the Earth is a living energy. How could it not be? How could all, if God is in all things and everything, basically everything, and is it like its own being? I've come to believe that. And so even planets are that. Even the sun is that. I know that might sound crazy, but I really believe that now. And you look at some of the ancient teachings, they kind of believe that. They embraced a lot of that stuff, and that stuff went away. Now, why did it go away? Well, it no longer served us. No, because I think it was pushed away deliberately to enslave us. We don't want you to realize things. The ancient cultures, there was a time, you know, in the Spanish Inquisition, you know, different time periods where we had, if you didn't believe in a certain religion, they'd kill you. And they don't do that anymore, but they kind of scoff at you if you don't believe in what you're supposed to believe. And a lot of that is changing. And I think it's good to ask questions, because there are answers. And it's up to each of us. Maybe you won't agree with me. I don't care if you do. That's up to you. But I'm just trying to offer some options because I've been looking at this for a long time, and other people have as well. And you're going to find it for yourself, whatever it is. And then that's what I embrace, that you find it for yourself. And the truth for you might be different than it is for me. And that's fine. But I guess my challenge to you would be, don't be afraid to think your own way and to find your own answers. And I'm guessing if you're listening to these shows, you're probably already doing that, right? So, truly from my heart to yours and your essence, namaste, which means I recognize your highest potential, your highest self, and the highest love to you. And feel free to let me know what you think.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.